It's good to be with you on this Christmas. I remember vividly one Christmas when I was no more than 4 or 5 years old. Our family had taken a trip to the Great Smoky Mountains the summer before. On that trip, I became obsessed with Davy Crockett, the legendary figure who was best known as the King of the Wild Frontier. Crockett was a fearless outdoorsman. He was bigger than life. I loved everything about him, his raccoon skin hat with a long tail, his musket, and his swagger. I talked about him incessantly. He was my hero. So on Christmas morning when I came downstairs to get my presents, you can only imagine how excited I was to see a raccoon skin hat and a full-length toy musket. I went crazy. I hooped and hollered and ran through the house like I had just received the greatest gift in the world. For weeks, maybe months, I wore that hat everywhere. It went on first thing in the morning, and sometimes I wore it to bed. Every time I went outside, I grabbed my musket so I could take on any dangers that might come my way. But here's what I remember most clearly. Friends and adults alike would ask me about my outfit, which I guess was more of a question about why I kept wearing it. I was bewildered. Why would they ask me such a silly question? My answer was always the same. I'm Davy Crockett. That was my answer, and I believed it. I was the King of the Wild Frontier reincarnated. I loved it. It brought me joy. It gave me strength. In my mind, I was little Davy Crockett himself. So why share that little memory with you on this Christmas? On the surface, I simply hope it makes you smile, or perhaps makes you remember a Christmas when your imagination was fully activated. On a deeper level, I want to make a pronouncement. Christmas requires our imaginations. One theologian has written, "Failure to engage the imagination is a failure to experience or live into the magic of Christmas." Thomas Merton penned these words, "Make ready for the Christ, whose smile like lightning sets free the song of everlasting glory that now sleeps in your paper flesh like dynamite." So I say, why not imagine this God miracle as dynamite? A thing with power enough to change everything about how we live our lives. I can't speak for anyone else today, but for me, my imagination is easily lost, often without my being fully aware. It's as if I outgrew it. I'm not Davy Crockett. That's child's play. Somehow along the way, life, advanced education, and even a kind of hubris shaded my understanding of things and made my life much smaller. The world was only what I came to understand and expect it to be. Everything was predictable because there was a reasonable explanation for just about everything under the sun. At least so I thought. Alexander Milne, the author of the Winnie the Pooh series, offers this perspective. When imagination dies, its corpses are called adults. In a nutshell, a poverty of imagination shrinks reality and shoehorns us into a tiny, tiny worldview. It's our imaginations that give us the vision for writing plays and songs and creating art and building buildings and solving problems and overcoming differences and living lives marked by love and generosity. When we settle for anything less or allow ourselves to be consumed by the concerns of our small piece of the world, we get caught in the weeds. Imaginations stifled, and our vision for what might be grown dim. Imagination is the gift that frees us. Imagination is the gift that opens the gates to what might be. And that's the Christmas message. So imagine this. From the beginning, God loved the world with crazy devotion. God worried over the world. God noted that human beings had a terrible time seeing beyond themselves. So he came to us in Bethlehem, born in a body, willing to be hurt, willing to struggle, willing to strive, embodying a dream. He would walk with us. He would eat with us. He would laugh and cry with us. He would teach us how to love more widely and deeply. Ultimately, he would die for this dream and then leave the dream in our hands. The dream is life's greatest gift. It's dynamite. It holds the power to expand our reality and transform our lives. The simple fact that God came into the world tells us the dream is close at hand. Very close. Maybe it looks like this. It's the story of Maria Magdalena, a Polish javelin thrower. Maria struggled with injuries and failed to win a medal at the Rio Olympics. She fought back and trained even harder for the Tokyo Olympics. She won the silver medal, a crowning achievement. But only a few days later, she found out that a young 8-month-old Polish boy was under hospice care and in desperate need of heart surgery. His parents were working-class people and had no chance of raising the hundreds of thousands of dollars needed. So Maria auctioned off her prize silver medal. The auction winner was the owner of a Polish convenience store who paid $125,000 and promptly gave the medal back to Maria. He would write, "We were so moved by the beautiful and extremely noble gesture of our Olympian." And she would write, "This medal is symbol of struggle, faith, and the pursuit of dreams in the face of adversity." She added, "I hope that for everyone involved, it will be a symbol of the life we are fighting to create." Like Maria, we are immersed in a great, noble dream. The dream's not wishful thinking. It's not child's play. It is actually a dramatic repurposing of our lives because God came to us and dwells with us. This may or may not be the Christmas that you dreamed about for 2021, but don't be dismayed. The gift is still the gift, and the gift is still ours. Perhaps easier Christmases await us, or maybe not. But either way, God is here. And because of it, you and I are new creations. Merry Christmas.